What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Smoking Jay, the fantasy fornicator of Bears, Brews, and the Bros. And I want to talk to you guys about Monkey Knife Fight. If you guys use the promo code DABROS, that's DABROS, they will match your first deposit up to $50. With football here, finally here, and all the sports, you know, taking action, make sure you guys get involved. There's plenty of prop games going on Monkey Knife Fight. And it doesn't stop there. Monkey Knife Fight is allowing me to give away 10 $25 vouchers to use on mkf.com. For every five people that send me a screenshot showing me that you guys use my promo code, DABROS, I will enter you in a separate raffle and give you guys another opportunity to get some more free money. Let's go. Let's get this money. Let's have a great, great fantasy football year, basketball, baseball, all of that. Let's get this money, baby. Bear down.
Hello there. This is Richard Dent. You're listening to the Bears, Brews, and the Bros podcast.
Welcome back to Bears, Brews, and the Bros. This is your boy, Smoking Jay. Back in the house with Doc PLC, Fantasy Drill, and Sweetness. Renegade couldn't make it, man. He's been putting in a lot of OT, so couldn't make it again. But we got it from here, man. We're going to talk Super Bowl. Super Bowl is finally here, man. Tampa Bay and the motherfucking Kansas City Chiefs, man. Before we get into that, all of y'all say what's up to everybody.
What's up, everybody?
What's up? What's up, y'all? What's up, man? Sweetness drilling this bitch. We got the doc. Let's go, man. Let's get it popping.
Hell yeah, man. Let's talk about this breaking news, though, man. Doc, you wanna kick this one off, man? Talk about it.
Yeah, let's why don't you break it down? What do we got? We got a Matthew Stafford trade going to L.A., the Rams, for Jared Goff, two first-round picks, and a third-round pick. I think the Rams just got pants. I'm just going to say it. So that's my thoughts on it. I'm not a fan of Jared Goff. I think Matthew Stafford's a better quarterback. But he's also older, injury prone. Who knows what's going to happen? I think short term the Rams will be happy with it, but long term they're going to regret this decision.
Drill, how you feeling?
I got to fuck with Matthew Stafford. At the end of the day, is a Georgia Bulldog, SEC. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, it's the favorite motherfucking team of the South, right there though, for me at least. But as far as them getting pants, I don't know, man. I Matthew Stafford's a fucking warrior. I think they gave up a lot though in order to get that though, and it's Matthew Stafford's been holding up the Detroit Lions. I was reading a little interview that somebody had did with Barry Sanders, and that was the words from the horse's mouth right there, was saying that that Matthew Stafford was holding the Lions together, and it was the truth. I can't disagree with that, man, because dude, he was making it happen with what he had. You know what I'm saying? Injuries this year, Galladay, Swift going out the way he was, you know what I'm saying? Right. Yeah. Matthew Stafford always ends up working out the way he was, but you know, fuck it though. I mean, Jared Goff, welcome to the realm. Can't wait to for the Bears to fucking play your fucking ass and fucking, like I said, it's gonna be a whole lot different. This isn't a Rams defense that, you know, that the Bears are gonna have to face or any bullshit like that, man. It's the motherfucking Detroit Lions and it's whatever. But welcome to the NFC North, bro. We're ready to whoop your ass at any chance we fucking get.
Yeah, well,
take on it, bro. Fuck it.
Welcome to the North, you know, Jared Goff. And I'm so excited. That's my favorite part of this trade, is Jared Goff coming to our division. And, you know, he doesn't have Sean McVay whispering in his ear anymore. I think that's going to have a big part to do with the fact that we beat the brakes off of him two times every year for the next however many seasons. I think that the Rams did overpay for Matthew Stafford as well, though. If they can keep him solid and keep him on his feet, then they'll be all right. They got a defense to back him up over there. But, you know, to piggyback off of Doc, Matthew Stafford is injury prone. I'm a Georgia Bulldog fan myself, but those days are done and way behind us. You know, Jared Goff without McVay is going to get eaten alive in NFC North by either us, the Vikings, or the Packers. So, I mean, that's the best part about this trade for me. As far as those teams go, both go, they could go fuck themselves, honestly. I mean, I've been saying that Detroit wasn't going to be shit, and now they're doing a whole rebuild. So, yeah, we don't really know what's going to come out of there. And Stafford will do good as long as he can still stay healthy. But, yeah, those picks are crazy. It's a lot of – they paid a big tag on Matthew Stafford, bro. That's my take on that, man.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I mean, it's the draft picks. They were trying to unload that contract. On average, Goff's contract is $33.5 million the rest of the way. Stafford is $12.5 million. So right off top, you know, saving $21 million a year makes a lot of sense. You got to unload those draft picks. Let's see what the Lions do with those draft picks, man. It's going to come down to that. Because you're adding a Matthew Stafford to a Rams team that's a Super Bowl contender. And now they got a real quarterback. Yeah, I understand the injury concerns, bro. Like, it's fucked up, you know. You know, Stafford's a tough motherfucker, though. And I could see him over there with the Rams balling the fuck out. Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp, you know, that offensive line. Sean McVay. You know, a quick little stat. Last year in deep ball passing rating, Stafford was 123.8 as a QB versus Goff, 71.5. Bro, that offense, that team, they're going to be Super Bowl ready. And they got to be one of the Super Bowl favorites heading into fucking next season. I know we're looking ahead. It's crazy.
Ooh.
Super Bowl coming up. Ooh. But I'm going to be one of the first people to say that shit.
Hold up.
But the Rams?
Hold up, Smoking. Did you go as far as to say Super Bowl favorites?
I think they got to be one of the Super Bowl favorites next year. They got to be top three, top four.
Contenders, I don't know about favorites, but...
I mean, to me, a favorite is like top three, top four.
I would say that they stand outside of the top five.
If you can get to the playoffs with Jared Goff, you definitely can get.
That's my point.
Get there and further with Matthew Stafford, though.
That's what I mean.
I'm not gonna disagree with you on that.
Go ahead, Doc.
Okay. To back up Smoking Jay's point, Matthew Stafford has been a very, very good quarterback for a long time, and he has never had a running game. He's going to the Rams, who have a running game. They got Cam Akers, who is a beast. He's going to break out even more next year.
Oh, yeah.
And then, so now he's going to have a play action that will be effective. And the Rams defense isn't taking a step back.
Exactly.
Like, I could see them being, they're going to be in contention for the NFC West. And definitely be in contention for the NFC Championship.
What you just said, Doc, the fact that they are playing in the NFC West, and you, man, I don't know. This is tough. But you're playing NFC West. You got the Seahawks in there.
Yeah,
Jared Goff just beat him with a broken thumb.
Cool. That's cool, man. But, I mean, that's not going to happen every year, right? So they got to take their blessings when they can get them, and that was a blessing. You're a Seahawks fan, and you know damn well they were supposed to win that game. So now we're talking about the Cardinals with the Kyler Murray going into his third year. He's going to be even better with a D-hop, and they're all going to grow. I mean, this division does not belong to the Rams, and it should not have belonged to them this season, and it's not going to belong to them for the next two or three. So I'm going to disagree with the whole fact that, you know, the Rams, they were supposed to make it further this year because of Goff, and now they're going to make it even farther because of Stafford. I don't agree. I really don't. That division is tough.
You say so?
Yeah.
I think that fantasy purpose-wise, Matthew Stafford being over there with the Bobby Trees and the Cooper Kupp, I think a little bit more accurate passer, a little bit somebody who's able to take a little bit of an ass-whooping and keep it fucking going. Bro, I'm going to be looking for some Rams players next year in order to put on the squad, bro, PPR-wise. Bro, it's going to be nice. Yeah. I want to see. I'm excited to see Matthew Stafford or somewhere else. Maybe the wife and the kids like moving to Los Angeles. You know what I'm saying? It's a little sunnier. You know, speaking from a person that's been to motherfucking California. Bro, that place just does something to you, man. You know what I'm saying? It lifts your spirits a little bit.
Okay, I can see that. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That you came from. I'm not to say, not to shit on Detroit. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, Detroit or Los Angeles. You know what I'm saying, bro? So kind of the mood, who you know, how he's already a veteran quarterback coming in there and doing things fantasy purpose wise. Man, if you guys are looking to
Hell yeah. To
fucking fire somebody up in those fourth, fifth rounds, bro. If you're looking for some Rams players out there, bro, look at all the success that Stafford's been able to do it with a shitty, you know, as many times as he's been injury prone. Why has he been injury prone? Come on, bro.
Great point.
It's great. You know what I'm saying? He was able to get.
Yeah, the upgrade on the offensive line is crazy. That's a great point.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so offensive line, we're giving this man time to do what he does. Bro, time and time again, like, man, this, we've seen it. There's that I've seen that shit on YouTube. It's like the play that drive that Matthew Stafford had when he was hurt and scored a touchdown, bro. That was
shit.
Insane.
Boss shit.
And if you don't like that shit, you don't like the NFL, bro. You know what I'm saying? He's a true grit quarterback, bro. And if he's got time to do what he's got to do, you know what I'm saying? And Sean McVay's offense, look out. Look out, bro. I agree with you, Brody. Now, Super Bowl, I would reword that. Super Bowl favorites, but Super Bowl contenders. I'm with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Favorites. We all got
to. All right. To me, all right. So you guys are saying favorites is like two teams, no more than two teams. Is that because I have it like top three, top four teams?
I'm not putting a number on it. I'm just saying, like, when you say favorites, like, we're going to go with our favorite players or our favorite team. You know what I'm saying? But
not necessarily. Not necessarily.
Is different to me.
I don't have a favorite player on the Kansas City Chiefs, but I know they're Super Bowl favorites. So I wouldn't say all that. I would say my angle on that is a five team span. Other than that, I don't see the Rams being in that five team span. So no, there is no.
I just think the upgrade. I think we could all agree though. Their defense is up there already. Their offense is not bad. And I think the upgrade from Jared Goff to Stafford, that's like if we got Stafford over here, it's almost around that level where you have such a competent quarterback now with Stafford that is going to change your whole offense. Kind of like what Joe said, fantasy, you know, if you play fantasy, you're going to love it because all the motherfuckers are going to ball out.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to translate to the real game too.
If Stafford can settle into that McVay offense,
mm-hmm,
really, really well. Man, bro, I stand the potential to
see. If McVay's offense with Stafford is going to be absolutely fine, that's not going to be an issue.
That's my point. Their defense is already up there, and their offense was kind of like average somewhere around there. This brings them up.
Yeah.
To bring up Doc's point, too, now he's got a running game. They were just starting to establish that shit in Detroit. But then with Swift getting hurt and everything else like that, though, too. But now he's got an all-around team. So Stafford's got all the pieces. You know what I'm saying? So if he's able to capitalize on that, great. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But Detroit, as far as coming out and winning and rebuilding, maybe in a couple of years, Detroit will be tight.
Yeah, with those picks. We see who they pick.
I would say them maybe taking what the Vikings had this year. And Detroit becoming, you know, somewhat like that this year. You know what I'm saying? Like, fucking, but it's whatever. We know that when it comes to rebuilding a team, you got to see how that chemistry works, bro. And you know what I'm saying? And it's hard. It's a thing to do. It's what Detroit had to do. And that's how I wish that's what the Bears did. You know what I'm saying? But obviously, we're holding on and trying to see what we can work with. But it is what it is, bro. But
hey, that takes away two teams from the Watson sweepstakes, at least. You know, heard both of these rumors. So, you know, I know a lot of people think it's a long shot, bro, but fuck it, man. You know, there's a little bit of hope. A little bit of hope, man. Pace, you got to right your wrong. All right, man, you guys want to talk Super Bowl or what?
Let's keep the ball rolling, cuz.
Let's
keep the ball rolling.
Hell yeah, man. Let's go. We got Bucks and Chiefs. And, you know, let's go with you first, Sweetness. I want to hear who you like and why. I think everybody wants to know. Bucks Chiefs, man, Super Bowl. Who you got and why?
Bucks Chiefs, man. Shout out Bears, Brews, and the Bros. If y'all been listening to this shit long enough, man, I think I want to say when we were all asked who was going to the Super Bowl earlier this year, I think I had both the Chiefs and the Bucks in the Super Bowl. Don't quote me on that, but we could go back in the episode, and I wouldn't doubt it if that was my choice, because I know I had the Bucks in there, and I'm pretty sure from the AFC, like I said, I don't have any favorite players on the Bucks. On the Chiefs, but I know that they're up there. Everybody knows that. So yeah, I'm going Brady. Of course, I'm going Brady and the Bucks, man. That's easy money. I mean, at the end of the day, it's not easy money, but that's an easy pick for me. I've never bet against the Brady, the GOAT. It's just a simple fact of experience in Super Bowls when you're facing adversity or when you're up on people. It's experience in winning championships, experience in making your team believe at halftime that you guys could still win the game no matter what happens. We've seen it happen versus Atlanta with the Falcons down 25-3 or 28, whatever the case. It's just a lot of stuff that happens. So if this is a close game at halftime, no matter who's up, I'm still going with the GOAT. I'm going with Brady off top, and the Bucks, they're a complete team. We're talking defensively, and Ndamukong Suh, JPP. We're talking linebackers, White. Bunting. It's Whitehead. Winfield Jr. There's so many people on that back end that are going to make Mahomes' life a living hell. Because of the fact that you know what the Bucks are doing at practice right now, they're simulating or trying to their best, trying to simulate what Patrick Mahomes does in different situations. And they're trying to show you the reads that you're going to get, the throw, these different things. That's what they're doing. Tom Brady is way too smart to not practice those type of things. And I guarantee you, we are going to see Patrick Mahomes struggle in ways that we've never seen him struggle before. He might win the game. I wouldn't be surprised if he came out and blew the Bucks out, but I don't think that's going to be the case. I think that the Bucks are going to win this game strategically and, maybe by 7 to 10 points, maybe 14 points the most. But they're going to win the game. I do believe that. That's where I'm at. Bucks win.
Oh, man. To caveat that, because, I'm not going to say that I'm a super TB12 fan, but I also believe that what the fuck, Brody? Hey, bro, I believe that also that the Bucks could win this game, honestly and truthfully, bro. And I'll tell you why. If the Bucks defense, all they got to do is stop two players. They got to stop Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. You got to stop it. If you take them two out of contention, then Mahomes got to figure out a way to beat you a different way. Even though I think Andy Reid is a motherfucking mastermind, you know what I'm saying? I just believe that if you stop them two, that you'll win. You could win the game. We already know that Kansas City could be scored on it. We already know that Tom Brady could put up points. That's plain and simple. We've seen the Raiders, and that's nothing to say, though, because that's my second favorite fucking football team. But the Raiders took it to the Chiefs. At the end of the day, when the Raiders played the Chiefs, the Raiders had the motherfucking goddamn better offense that day. They were just putting out. Both of their defenses fucking suck. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, we're talking about Tampa Bay's fucking defense. So if you could put a little pressure on Mahomes, get him to run around, and you can take the route tree and away from a Kelce and away from a Tyreek Hill, you know what I'm saying? You could be super successful. You know what I'm saying? And I was hoping that the Bills would do it, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? They were still able to throw to either one of those guys. But come on, bro. Like, at the end of the day, bro, we're looking at receptions. We're looking at a time of possession on the field. We're looking at anything else that it is. Mahomes' go-to guys are Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. Come on, bro. You take that shit away from him, and he's got to rely on something else. He's got to rely on something else, and I think Tampa Bay's defense is willing enough to motherfucker sit up in here and take care of all angles of the ball. Andy Reid is going to have to work twice as hard. You know what I'm saying? I think Leonard Fournette and motherfucking Tom Brady and everything else like that, if Leonard Fournette is up to the motherfucking task, you know what I'm saying? He could drill that ball in there. That's going to be a big part of this game, is that run game. You can't sit up in here and let Tom Brady just be throwing the ball, because he's made mistakes throughout the season with interceptions. I mean, even in the last game, you know what I'm saying? Even in this championship, and even in the last championship game, he threw a pick trying to pick up somebody that was in double coverage. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't rely on Tom Brady too much. You know what I'm saying? So you got to even out the square. So they're able to get stops. They're able to, and that was a high powered offense. That was a high powered offense they were going against. You know what I'm saying? So come on, bro. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep it 100.
I just want to say one thing. Trying to stop Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, it's never going to work. You cannot stop both of them. I'm just going to go off top and say that. Last time the Bucks played the Chiefs, Tyreek Hill absolutely ripped them the fuck up. And he had over 200 yards receiving. And he just went nuts. There's just no way you can stop both of them. You got to limit your options, and you have to know and pick your spots, and that's going to be clutch in this game. Doc.
Oh, man. I like the Chiefs to win this game. Listen, I know Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL. As much as I hate to say that, he is. He's definitely the most clutch quarterback. He's, you know, taken teams in both conferences to the Super Bowl. And, you know, he's been underdog before, and he's won. I just think Patrick Mahomes is ultimately going to surpass Tom Brady as a player. I think he's going to win more championships. I think he's a better quarterback. Yeah, I know. I see your faces, boys. I think he's a better quarterback. I think he has got better weapons. I think he has better offensive coaching. And I see them winning this game. I don't see the Bucs being able to slow them down. The Chiefs have an extremely high-powered offense, and I know the Bucs have a good defense, but the Chiefs don't care about that. They played good defenses this year and still put up 30-plus points. They don't care. So that's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. I'm hoping for a good game. That's all I care about. I have no rooting interest. I'm not like Sweetness where, you know, I'm sucking off Tom Brady. That's just not my style. So I just want a good game. I hope it's close. And, you know, I just hope that Vegas loses. That's what I really want. I want Vegas to lose a lot of money.
Hey, can you see Belichick, like, with an earpiece, like, in the parking lot? Like, hey, come on, Tom. We can do this again. If you win, you win the Super Bowl, you're giving me a ring.
He's sitting there.
He's in the parking lot.
Listening to the game on an old-ass radio that's not even connected to anything. But let's go, Smoking Jay. What's
up? Oh, man. Look, man, just to close this out with that part of it is, man, I got the Bucks. I like them overall. I like the whole squad, bro. Man, Antonio Brown should be coming back. Leonard Fourskin is actually doing his thing, you know. Ronald Jones hopefully will be healthier.
Still drafting him, though.
That defense, no, hell no. That defense, though, like, is on a whole different level, man. And one factor that we forgot with that Packers game, you know, that's one of the best offenses that we've seen in the NFL nowadays. They were missing Bakhtiari. So in this game, guess what? Kansas City, they're missing Eric Fisher. I think this line is real deal, bro. The linebackers, the whole front line, JPP, and Ndamukong Suh, Vita Vea, they got some hitters, man. And you know, Lavonte David is another guy. You know,
did you mention the fact that Antonio Brown comes back?
Devin White, you know, on top of that, you know, Devin White, you know what I'm saying? Another young, up and coming dude, you know. And it's just that whole squad, bro. I think they're gonna be ready to go. I could see Tom Brady pulling another one of those out of his hat. But like I do like what Doc said though. Mahomes, at the end of the day, any quarterback right now we could talk about, you could compare or beat Brady's legacy. I think you gotta, it's gotta be him. Now, do I think it's gonna happen? I think Brady's gonna have a lot to do with that, with this. If he blocks him here, I think Mahomes will fall one championship short. If Brady blocks him here. So that's my answer. That's the way I'm gonna wiggle my way out of that one and shit. So that's
hey,
it.
Hey, but if Brady wins, he's gone.
That's it. He's goated for life. Goated.
The last dance. This is the last dance for Tom Brady if he wins this motherfucking Super Bowl. I say that completely. If you can't go out on a high note like that, that's every NFL player's dream.
Yeah.
Shit, to quote Jerome Bettis, hey, the bus stops here in Detroit. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck it. Hey, man, bro, like, hey, to go out as a top athlete, 7 Super Bowl championships, if you can fucking sit up in here and motherfucking win that shit, bro. And he's got beef with Patrick Mahomes. He got beef.
Go ahead, Doc.
So
go ahead,
Doc. What about the fact that Brady says he wants to play till he's 45? You think he falls back on that, looks at his supermodel wife, and says, I'm going to go spend time with her. I'm done playing.
I tell you what, it ain't about the money. I just said, shit, he got money. You know,
right.
At this point, it's for the love of the game. But so I don't know, man. You won 7 Super Bowls. Like,
so hold on a second. I got one for you. He's 43 right now, I believe. He wants to play till he's 45. So that would be 2 more seasons after this. So if they win this year, that puts him at 7. If he plays 2 more, that puts him at 9. What if he pushes and plays till he's 46 so he can get 10 rings? He's got one for every finger.
That'll make him the Don Juan. I mean, he's already up there, bro. Like, for a guy to get drafted in the position that he got, like, I don't give a fuck whoever hates on Tom Brady, bro. Like, believe me, there was a point in time where I was like, man, fuck Tom Brady and fuck all these, you know, Patriots fans. But at the end of the day, like, you're in a legacy in a dynasty. So when he was with the Patriots, I just motherfucking thought about the time that we had Michael Jordan during our time, and the Bulls were a fucking dynasty. And I couldn't hate on New England for that shit. I was like, man, you know what? Ride it till the fucking wheels fall off. And I know fucking motherfuckers were crying their asses off when fucking Tom Brady went to motherfucking Tampa Bay. But at the end of the day, guess where? I mean, we had this conversation, or not even that. We had a text between the Bears, Bruce, and the Bros. Like, did Belichick need Tom Brady, or did Tom Brady need Belichick? You know what I'm saying? Like, it was crazy.
Oh, we have that on after.
The picture, and Tom Brady's back in the fucking Super Bowl. And
easy. I called it.
It's great.
Hey, we had a whole. Hey, that's on after hours, though. If you guys, if everybody out there, you guys haven't heard that one, make sure you guys tap in one of the earlier episodes. It was the after hours episode. It was dope. And you know us, man. You know we got Liddy. So it was hype. It was something nice, man. Make sure.
Yeah. You know what's great though about that shit? It's just more like fucking Tom Brady. you can't really even say anything about it, because I was like, man, oh yeah, Belichick, Tom Brady needed Belichick. I'm not gonna lie on my shit. I was like, oh, you know, Tom Brady needed Belichick, but I'm eating crow. Fuck it.
Made Belichick look like a genius. Belichick believed in Brady. Belichick gave him that chance. Bledsoe injury, you know, all that shit. I know that played a big factor, but still, bro, he drafted him. He was not supposed to be drafted, bro.
But at the end of the day, I think
he was the next man up.
I think the Buccaneers sat up in here and complimented and listened to what Tom Brady had to say and brought in who the fuck they needed to bring in. Like, I thought that they were a Super Bowl contender for sure. But at the end of the day, to make it to the Super Bowl with the team that they have on a first-year chemistry, that speaks a lot for Tom Brady as a quarterback.
I'm not going to lie, man.
It speaks a lot.
I'm not going to lie, bro. And this was before. I'm talking preseason, bro. I was talking about the type of pedigree that Tom Brady brings into the locker room is fucking infectious. When you want to win and you want to win bad and you've been winning, when you were able to do that shit in New England and put that pedigree and start that dynasty and all this other shit, that doesn't stop there, man. That's where people were getting it twisted. But when you jump into a locker room with five rings or however many rings somebody has.
Six, bro.
We got six.
Yeah.
When you jump into a fucking locker room with six rings, you start talking to these players and they've never been to the bowl. They never even been to the playoffs. Dude, you're going to make these guys go like stray dogs, bro. They're going to go stupid. They're going to go crazy.
Could do that with the Wizards, huh?
No. He was on his last leg. He did that shit for himself, man.
But
that
he
was,
had six, though.
It wasn't about that. No, Tom Brady's 43 years old. Goes to Bruce Arians, and now he's in a new playbook and whatever. We could say whatever. But it took him a long time to master this playbook. We are starting from week one all the way to Super Bowl. It wasn't easy. We've seen him struggle. We beat him, the Bears. Okay, so this was not an easy road to the Super Bowl. These guys are even more motivated because it was not easy. Now we're at the peak of the mountain and we have to win. This is the Bucks mentality. This is Tom Brady's mentality. This is how it's been all year. And it's going to happen. I'm telling you right now, the Bucks are probably going to win the Super Bowl because of experience, because of not falling off. Yo, the Chiefs experience.
It's not going to be easy, though. I mean, the Chiefs.
No.
Like, they were just here last year. You know what I'm saying? So this is going to be a good Super Bowl. I think we could all agree on that shit. It's going to be a good-ass Super Bowl. I think, like,
yes,
it's going to be back and forth. I mean, I know the Bucks got a good
We can compare this. We can compare this to, like, Mayweather and Pacquiao. Like, the super fight. You know, like, the super. Like, when we think about the fight that we want to see, you know? Go ahead, Doc. I got you.
God, I hope it's not like Mayweather-Pacquiao.
No. I was
hey,
talking,
Mayweather's the GOAT. I don't want to hear it.
I was talking in the sense.
Haters, bro.
I was talking in the sense that that's something that we want to see. Not at the result of it, because we know Mayweather.
Hey, man, Mayweather did his thing. I don't give a fuck.
Mayweather threw like 10 punches and he won the fight.
He landed.
Tom Brady wins the Super Bowl. That means that Tom Brady wins the Super Bowl, though. Nobody's fucking with Mayweather.
No. Let's not do that. That doesn't even make sense.
All right, man. So they got the Chiefs plus three. How you guys feeling about that?
Doc, go ahead.
You guys already know I took the Chiefs on the money line, so
he'll be all right.
Plus three is easy money.
Drill.
Bucks. That's right. All I got to say is fucking Bucks, bro.
Right.
I'm just saying, if the strategy goes right, if they look at film on how to beat Mahomes and everything else, they got the defense, they got the talent to fucking do it, bro, and they got the offense to put up points against the fucking Chiefs. So hold on real quick, Doc. I know I feel you, but you're telling me that a Raiders offense and the Chiefs offense.
Hold on.
I know we're talking about regular season. We're talking about the Super Bowl now. You know what I'm saying? But I know it makes a difference. But Tom Brady is going to be able to put up fucking points against these motherfuckers. That's
a fact.
That's okay. Definitely fucking.
Listen, hold on. I have to correct Smoke and Jay here. It's actually Chiefs minus three.
Yeah, I said Bucks. Plus three.
No, you said Chiefs plus three.
Correct.
Oh, okay, my bad. I meant Bucks plus three.
But that's okay. I'm going to take the Chiefs minus the three. Either way, I got them winning. So that's where I'm at.
That's okay. So I'm going. Obviously, I'm going. Bucks are gonna win money line, and obviously, if they win, they're gonna cover. So I mean, yeah, Bucks. Bucks win. Bucks plus three. Give me that.
Yeah, I'll take it too. I'm with you. Let me get that. I got Bucks money line on this one too, man. I feel they're gonna win this outright, man. Brady's come all the way this way, man. In Tampa Bay. Never happened before in the history of the NFL.
A different
a lot of things are just going that way. So I'm gonna go with that one, man.
Is Antonio Brown back?
He's practicing limited right now.
He'll be back.
Yeah, that's gonna be huge.
There's absolutely no way Antonio Brown's missing this game. We're talking about Tom Brady's roommate. That's a fact.
There were some prop bets I wanted to talk about.
Run them up, Brody. Let's get this money.
Yeah, man, just real quick, man. They got some prop bets here, so we're going to go over. Shout out Points Bet, you know, unofficial sponsor of the Bears, Brews, and the Bros.
Yes, sir.
You know, usually with the MVP, you know, bets are, usually you got the quarterbacks that usually go. Those are the ones that usually hit. They got Mahomes -110, Brady +200. Obviously, you know, with Brady, you know, you'll get your bang for your buck there. But if you think Mahomes is going to pull it out, man, I mean, like I said, it's usually the quarterbacks that win this shit. The players with a lot of motherfucking payouts is Tyrann Mathieu on defense, because I think sometimes the defensive player can be low-key.
Are we talking MVP right now?
MVP, man.
Okay, I got you.
+300. For Tyrann Mathieu, that's, you know, if you put $100, you get $3,100 back and shit. So, you know, he's one of the guys on defense. Devin White +5,000. These are long shots, but, you know, these are just prop bets. What's up, Doc?
Where's Travis Kelce at on that?
Kelce's +1,000.
That could be a fun play.
That could be a fun play, yeah, man. Kelce's a fucking dog.
Those linebackers ain't going, though.
Mike Evans +3,000. Godwin, the same thing.
Damn, the same? I got Mike Evans being the gold. I got him pulling out the fucking touchdown, winning touchdown.
That'd be love.
They got some crazy bets over here. The color of the Gatorade that will be poured on a winning coach. Orange, red, yellow, green, or clear.
What? How do you not have blue in there?
They got blue, my bad. But they got blue and purple.
What's the difference between green and yellow? Isn't yellow?
No, that's the they got yellow/green.
Okay. So we're on the same boat.
Great question.
It was answered in the right way.
Hey, hold on. Wait. Hey, I don't even understand that shit. Green or yellow? Green is green.
Yellow/green. I know. That's how they got it though.
That's what I'm telling Drill. He didn't understand what I was saying, but he obviously doesn't drink enough Gatorade as me. That's why I said it.
Here's another prop. Quarterback pass completions head to head. Brady versus Mahomes. They got Brady +130. Mahomes -167. Payout for Mahomes, like if you were to bet $100, since it's -167, it would be 160. So you'd be getting $60 back pretty much.
What happens if you bet on Brady?
Brady, since he's 130. If you put 100, you get paid 130, so you'd be at 230.
What was the original prop?
Quarterback pass completions, head to head. Who's gonna have more passes completed?
I got Mahomes completing more.
There you go. Yeah, man, because that running game isn't looking too good. But you know what? They're getting Darrell Williams back. I think he's a little bit more healthier. They like him. They like him a lot.
Can we talk about Mr. I'm missing out because of COVID and now your team's playing in the Super Bowl again, Damian? Oh, man, Damian.
Yeah, man. I mean,
I can't knock him. He had to take care of his mother, man.
Yeah,
I get it. Man, it's got to hurt your soul so much.
Nah, I think he's fine. Dude, if you're a Kansas City Chiefs running back or a Kansas City Chiefs player in general, dude.
You already they just won a Super Bowl, so he knew he was. They were Super Bowl contenders. They were favorites.
Off top,
so you know he knew what was at risk.
Off top, you already know that
on both sides, he knew what was at risk. So.
Off top, you already know you're going to the Super Bowl more likely than not.
Yeah, and the Chiefs had the cleanest, in the league. The Chiefs had the fucking cleanest.
Another one. They got quarterback passing yards head to head. Mahomes versus Brady. Mahomes -180. Brady +135. This is passing yards.
Yeah, I'm going Brady, man. I'm going Brady, bro.
Yeah.
He's going to dissect these guys. I mean, I know that Kansas City, I mean, Drill is you know, Drill, I'm gonna call you out right now because you keep talking about that Raiders game and all that shit. Bro, that was so long ago. The Kansas City defense has gotten really good ever since that game. And they're starting to peak. They're starting to let me finish real quick. They've gotten better. The Kansas City Chiefs defense is getting better. But they haven't seen Tom Brady coming into this hot shit right now. So Tom Brady being on this streak and doing all this crazy shit, he's about to dissect the shit out of this defense. Who the hell is the defensive coordinator for KC? Haley? Bro, they are going to rip his ass. They're going to rip his ass.
What's the argument here, though? You're saying that Tom Brady is going to rip the fucking defense for how hot he is, and I'm talking about how the Raiders ripped their offense, ripped their defense up.
Because the argument is that Kansas City was really shitty when they played against the Raiders because the Raiders are not that good. And they're starting to peak now, but it doesn't matter because it's Tom Brady, is what I'm telling you. Let them play.
The Chiefs got scored on after the motherfucking Raiders, too.
Yeah, but did they get better?
I don't give a fuck. You know what? You might have a dog in Matthew and everything else like that, but at the end of the day, you can get fucking scored on. And if you're going to let a GOAT like Tom Brady go in on your ass, you're going to wish that wasn't the motherfucking case. You wish that there was any other quarterback that was doing it, because at the end of the day, Tom Brady could throw up a long ball and it might be intercepted, but guess what? The next fucking drive that he's going on, he's going to fucking dissect what he did wrong, and he's fucking going to go down there and he's going to motherfucking give it to the right player and he's going to motherfucking score a touchdown.
I'll tell you this, he can't throw three interceptions in his game and get away with it like he did in the last game. I'll tell you that shit right now.
Yes, you can't do that.
You can't do that in a Super Bowl game. You can't do that. And Brady, you know,
he's playing tight, bro.
I'm telling you, Eric Fisher missing his game, that's so big. And I'm not saying that like the Bucks wouldn't have. I would have still picked the Bucks no matter what, even if he was playing. But I'm saying this is such a big hit. Salute, Brody. Salute everybody out there. This is such a big game. You know what I'm saying? As far as in the trenches.
Big cheers.
And I think Todd Bowles, that defense, that secondary all the way around, I think they got some smoke for the Chiefs, bro. I'm not saying they're going to dominate them, but there's going to be certain possessions, certain drives where the Bucs just, you know, hey, man, as soon as they get on the field, they're sending them right back out. I just hope
that this game is not boring at all.
It's not going to be.
I just hope that it's not boring.
I don't want them
blowing out, because also what you see.
No, I don't think it's going to be a blowout. No,
also what you've seen from Tampa Bay is that you pick apart whatever you're going to pick apart, and the rest of the team seems to fall apart at that point in time. And now if you can make them fall apart after the half in this third and fourth quarter, big ups to the Chiefs. But if they do that shit before halftime and – you know, Bruce Arians and Tom Brady and the boys can go regroup after after the half, then, you know what I'm saying, you're going to have some fucking problems. But, you know what I'm saying, I think it's going to be an interesting game. I'm just hoping that it won't be boring.
I think everybody is underestimating the fact that this person, I'm talking about Tom Brady, has been in this position for so fucking long. But look, Smokin' Jay, I'm going to let you go.
I got some more.
Let me get a next spot, man.
I got some more. Just you know, let's try to be a little bit more quick so we could get a lot of these prop bets in here.
Let's get it.
But you know, I got a quick one. Will Tom Brady throw the first touchdown in the game? Yes, +150. No, -200. You put $100 on the no, you get $150. On the yes, you get $250 back.
I think no is the right.
Wait,
I think yes is the one if you're not good. I mean, if
we'll
not,
argue on every single one of
no,
these.
No, but the thing is, but the thing is, you're not going crazy on
that's
money.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's like $10. There's no argument any of us can make right now.
You can convince
somebody.
You could just gotta go with the gut. You could put $100 on that and then cover your ass on some other shit, or you could put $10 on that and then take a L on $10.
Yes, they got Mahomes at +115 on this one. So mm-hmm. It's a slight, it's almost fucking even.
It depends on how that coin toss goes. Honestly, it depends on whoever has first possession of that ball. Bro, that's a big thing. These are two high-powered offenses. So
but that,
I could still see, though, Tampa Bay running the ball more than the Chiefs would.
I could see
why,
that, too.
That's why I'd have Patrick Mahomes.
Do you mean the completions,
the pass yards, and all those bets we mentioned? That's a good point that Doc just brought up, because the Chiefs, they're not really running the ball like that.
Do you mean running the ball successfully, Doc, or just running the ball, period?
Running the ball, period.
Okay.
Whether it's successful or not, they're going to run the ball more than Kansas City.
Gotcha. No, of course. Yeah, they do that. Props.
Yes, sir. Let's get into some more props over here, man. They got some. Hold on. I'm looking at some stuff right now. My bad, Doc. I know this pisses you off. Will there be a successful fourth down conversion?
Yes.
-441, so the payout's not high. This is one of those kind of home run swings. But if no, will there be a successful fourth down conversion? No, it's +300.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, that's one of those, you know, I'm skimming through here. I know. Doc's shaking his head. He hates those type of bets.
But the thing is, back
those
yourself
long,
up.
It's those long shots. You
back
know,
yourself so, up. Back yourself up. Put a $10 on there. Put a five on there.
How about this one?
Hold on. Go ahead, Doc. My bad.
Go ahead.
You got yes is -441. It's not even worth betting unless you're putting down a ton of money.
Right. No, on the
no. No, I meant on the no. No. I was going on a no.
I'm not voting on the no because I think both these offenses are high powered. If they're at fourth and three, they're going to go for it and they're going to get a completion to the tight end.
Then you'll lose five bucks.
It's not worth
it. What did you just see out of Andy Reid coming out of a championship game?
Right.
Everybody thought that he was going to motherfucking sit up here and let the fucking clock run out, whatever the fuck it is, call a timeout, and or try to get them to jump off a motherfucking rope. He went for it.
With the backup quarterback. Exactly.
Bang, bang.
Yeah, no, that's not worth wasting $5, sweetness.
First score of the game.
Oh, $5. Touchdown.
Yes, -200. No, +150. So pretty much will the first score of the game be a motherfucking safety or a field goal?
Man, first score of the game is going to be a touchdown.
Okay, so yeah, so it's -200. You put $100, you win 50 back, so you'd be at 150. If you went with no, if you thought a field goal would be the first thing that goes in, you put in 100, you get 150 back on that one. So that would be 250. So let's see what else we got over here, man. Opening kickoff. This is one of those that Doc hates. Opening kickoff, will it be returned for a touchdown? +900 on a yes. The no is -2,500. You know how Doc feels about that.
You can put $5 on that again.
Nope.
$5 don't hurt,
Devin Hester, man.
Right.
Yeah, just see Devin Hester.
I haven't seen a Devin Hester since Devin Hester.
Oh, shit, man. All right, this is stupid. To win by shutout, +5,000. You're not going to shut out these teams, bro. I like this one right here. Will there be a successful two-point conversion? For yes, +275. I like this one. I do like this one right here. +275 on a two-point conversion.
What's the no?
75 back. What's up? The no?
What's the no?
No is -4. -400 on the no.
No's the favorite? Are you
serious? Right. I was thinking it was, I'm with you, Doug. I thought it was going to be.
That, out of all the bets, that's the one.
I thought it might have been higher.
Right. Hey, so that means that you can bet against Vegas on that shit. So it's
like, that's the one they're giving.
Yeah, that's the one so
they're
far.
They're giving us that one.
Wait, is it that a 2-point conversion is
successful? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Either team too.
Oh yeah.
Even better.
Oh, what the fuck? Yeah.
He's like, I need to download points. Shout out points.
Nah,
Unofficial sponsors. Points Bay. Let's get it.
All right, man. I'll come on the first drive. First drive of the game. It doesn't matter which team has the ball first. Field goal. You know what? I'm gonna read out these outcomes. You guys tell me which one you guys like. I'll tell you the points, the spread on that or whatever. Field goal attempted on the first drive. Punt on the first drive. Touchdown on the first drive or a turnover on the first.
Can we kick that back? Start from the first one.
Outcome of the first drive, field goal attempted, a punt, a touchdown, or a turnover?
There's so many things going on right here. This is why we do podcasts. we got to run this shit back. You know, it's Bears, Brews, and the Bros, but this shit is crazy. Yeah.
Which one you guys like? Anybody? Anybody got you guys?
Drill say like
touchdown first, field goal second. That's it.
I got a punt.
All right.
I got a punt and then a turnover.
All right, man. So field goal attempted plus 450. Punt minus 125.
Wow.
Plus 190. Turnover plus 750, sweetness.
Hey, yeah.
He loves swinging for defenses. I like his style, man.
Gotta go crazy, man.
Giggity.
That's why you lose.
Nah,
but you don't even gotta go crazy. I don't gotta put a $20 bet on a favorite bet to go crazy. I could put a $5 bet on the you know plus 700, and you guys are doing $10 on a plus 300. That's cool. I'd rather get that, but I'm still making the same bet you making. I don't lose much. Y'all gotta follow that crowd, man. Let's go. Get this money.
All right, man. There's some more over here. Will any quarter be scoreless? Yes or no?
No shot.
Let's hear the answers first.
No shot.
First quarter.
I could see it.
If I put any quarter on it, it's gonna be the first quarter.
Yeah, exactly.
That wasn't the question.
Any quarter to be scoreless plus 550 on a yes. There's no on this one. It's just yes or no bet.
I could see the first quarter.
I haven't been shit.
First quarter, that's it.
Will there be a fourth quarter comeback heading into the fourth if you're trading by any amount of points?
No, because the Chiefs are going to be ahead and they're not going to relinquish that lead.
Oh, no. If you got TB12 on your team,
he's the pride of Michigan for this.
And honestly, that's my motherfucking favorite up north. Goddamn football. Hey, go over it. Hail to the victors,
man. Oh, shit.
Hail to Michigan. Hey,
I thought you was Big Ten with Northwestern. Whenever I talk about the Buckeyes, you get offended, man.
Why do I get offended? Because I'm a Wolverines fan, you fucking asshole.
You told me you were with that Evanston Northwestern
negative,
shit.
Negative.
You told me you were with that Northwestern. Doc, go ahead.
Hold on. Drill, I just want you to know Ann Arbor's a whore.
Hey.
And I like whores.
It's the only ones he can catch, Doc. It's the only ones he can catch.
At the moment. Yeah.
He's out here fishing with a net. Look, yo. Yo, Ohio State's out here winning shit all day. Justin Fields, shout out Justin Fields. But what we doing? What we talking about?
Next one. Oh, what we're talking about right now? What the fuck? I was on the next one, man. I don't even remember, Joe.
Go ahead, run it.
Yeah. I was on the next prop, man. Will there be a defensive touchdown? Yes, sir.
No.
Heard it from Sweetness. There is going to be a defensive touchdown.
Negative.
And it's probably going to be from the Bucks. They got too much firepower on it.
Nobody's surprised right now.
How much you?
Plus 300 on the yes. Minus 450 on the no.
Tom Brady pick six.
All right. Any player to have an interception? Each player has a different, you know, amount of payout. But some that'll pop out. Devin White, plus 1,400.
Chiefs interception.
Levante David, 1,400. You said Chiefs. We're going to go
Tyron Matthew.
Charvarius.
That's easy. That's too easy.
Tyron Matthew, plus 250. He's the lowest.
Right.
But that's still a nice payout, though. Sorensen from the Chiefs is the second one.
Mm-hmm.
100.
How about Winfield Jr.?
Winfield Jr., he's at plus 700.
Where's Bunting at?
We got Sean Murphy Bunting at plus 600.
Yeah, I bet he's a dog.
Yeah, he's good, man.
But we got JPP at?
They don't even have him on here, bro.
That's bogus. I would have bet on that.
They don't have him on here.
Let me get one of those screen passes right here. Take off.
Yeah, with his three fingers.
Oh, I knew that shit was coming. Hey, Doc, you bogus, man. Hey, will there be
that was great. That was great.
Will there be a safety in the game? Will there be a safety in the game?
No.
Nah.
No is -2,500. Yes, +850.
I mean, we gonna put a dollar on it.
No. He likes that. Plus 1 million.
How much money?
Plus
have you
1 million for. Plus for.
Yeah,
for
we're not gonna. We're not
check to be on the sideline handing out plays.
We're not playing with the safeties, man. Whatever.
All right, man. So they got different ones. Players to record a first sack on each team. I mean, it's the same thing like the interceptions, man. They're all positive win-outs, payouts. But, you know, the DBs are like for example, Murphy Bunting is +6,000. He's not going to get the first sack of the game. He's going to be P or Frank Clark. I mean, it's tough, man. It's plus 6,000. This motherfucker can go put another dollar on that.
Long shots are your best shots. You miss every shot you don't take, right?
And how much money have you made on that philosophy?
I mean, we're gonna deviate from sports talk to life talk. But let's keep it rolling, smoking.
Either team to have a successful onside kick.
No.
Yes is the only answer.
Right.
+2,500. You either take the bet or not.
It should be +25,000. Nobody gets onside kicks anymore.
Yeah, you ain't lying.
That's so negative.
One in a million, like my girl Aaliyah said. Rest in peace.
A kickoff or a punt return for a touchdown? Yes, +1,400 is the only answer.
Plus how much?
1,400.
Not betting on it.
Put a five on it. You got it. I mean, yo, not necessarily for that specific prop, but at some point in time, you have to try to cover your own ass with a long shot.
Sweetness. Where are you coming up with all these fives, bro? You got a lot of money over there.
No.
No.
I just
your new job.
Hey, Doc, just to answer your question, Doc. So, we like to bet a lot, and we like to, you know, put money on this, then a third, which is mostly things that we're comfortable with. Sometimes we like to cover our own ass with long shots, but we're not going to put big money on long shots, so we might smack a five on it and just say, you know, maybe that's something that I think might happen, right? But it's not for every long shot.
Hey, every Super Bowl, I do that, bro. I swear. One year, and remember I was telling
you. Real quick, Smokin', before you go, because I know. Let's say there's 10 long shot bets. Let's just say, for example, 10 long shot bets. And you're like, man, two of those long shot bets, if I put 5 or 10, maybe 15, 20 bucks the most on those two bets, and that shit happens, and I'll cover my own ass. But you're not going to, you know, I'm not going to bet on all the long shots. I'll bet on, you know, like I said, if there are 10 long shots, I'll probably bet on two of them that I really think are realistic or something might happen. You know, if that kick returner is really good or that special teams is really bad, that's where I'm going, Doc. I'm not betting on every long shot. No shot.
Every long shot, you're saying you're putting $5 on it. So I want
to. Because people need to.
Money from.
People need to understand that you have to put some money on long shots to make your money back sometimes. Not on every long shot. Absolutely not. No. No way.
Okay. Let's,
did I cover your question?
Onward and upward, Smoking Jay.
Did I cover your question?
Yeah, you're great.
Nah, man. That's just funny as hell, bro. But let's check out.
Smoking Jay taught me how to cover my eyes, by the way.
Hey, man, we got, let me see, bro. Those are the only ones I got right now, man. I don't really got anything else. I mean, they got the over-under for the whole game right now is set at 56.
Over, hopefully.
You like the over?
56? I think, in all reality, though, I think it's the under is more likely to hit in the Super Bowl.
I mean, they're both -110, so, you know, 100, you get 90 back. So, You know what? I'm kind of with you now that I think about it. I hope it's over. If it's over, that means the game was raw as fuck. That means it was fucking entertaining. You know, that's what we want out of this game. But I wouldn't be surprised either, man, if it's under. I'm not saying it'd be like crazy under. I'm saying it'd be like, you know, 30 to motherfucking, you know, low 20s or some shit like that. High 20s, what, 20s.
What's the over and under again? You said 56?
Yeah.
Man, that's so. And you know what, man? I just don't.
It's a good. Hey,
it's a good number.
He's got it right. 56 points. I mean, that's right. You know, you could see it being right around there too. So that's why it makes it so tough. They do this all the time. Where you at with it?
I'm thinking the over, man, because I don't think that anyone's gonna go out like that. I don't think any team, referring to the Bucks and the Chiefs, is gonna really, you know, just fold, bro. I can't see it. Both of those offenses are potent as hell. And you got Antonio Brown coming back. I can't see it, man. Eric Fisher gone. That's going to make Patrick Mahomes get rid of the ball quicker. There's so many factors that go into this prop about the over, you know, the over under. Yeah, the 56, that's a good number. But, you know, man, to be honest with you, bro, there are too many weapons on both sides of the ball. There's just too much smoke. We got, let's go back, Mecole Hardman, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes throwing that ball to Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Le'Veon Bell, or whoever the case. Then you got Tom Brady on the flip side with, you know, Cameron Brady or Gronkowski. Then you got Godwin, Mike Evans, and Scotty Miller, Scotty Too Hotty. I mean, dude, it's too much. There's too much offense out here to talk about 56. I think it's going to go over. It's just too much, bro.
I'm hopeful, too. I mean, I'm hopeful, too. I hope it is. I hope it's.
Doc looks like he used to be a Scotty Miller type of guy. Like, literally, like, running those routes out there.
No, I played defense, bro.
Scotty Too Hotty.
What's the best route you ever defended?
I don't.
You think the post corner fucked you up?
Man, that was a long time ago.
I'm following them. I was running this flag post.
Drill, what you got on the over-under, man? We're at 56, right, guys?
Sorry.
Yeah, 56.
I went to go relieve myself, drain the main veins. So what was the over-under about?
56 points total score. Will the total score be over or under 56 points?
I got the under. Under 56.
Why?
Because that's what my intuition tells me, motherfucker. Plain and simple. I'm going with my gut. I don't think it's super, super high scoring. I think it's somewhat high scoring, but I just don't see it peaking over 56. I see them getting maybe in the 20s and shit like that. But with a Tampa Bay defense, I just don't see it. I don't see it peaking over that. I'm definitely going under for the 56 for sure.
That's the way to go when you don't want to make money.
It's a good thing that I really don't bet. Hey, meeting you two motherfuckers, bro, I should really start betting this shit.
You should talk to Doc, then you really
want. Doc is really the motherfucking guy, bro. Doc's all quiet. Hey, man, like, I'm super aggressive with all my fucking bets. The bet I was talking about earlier that Brody was talking about, that, you know, one of those high, you know, low risk, high rewards. I put $5-$10 on, like, a bunch of long shots every fucking Super Bowl. I just do it just for fun, man. And there's been Super Bowls where I won where there would be a field goal missed by hitting a post. I won money off that. Like a quick, I put $10 on, like $100.
I hope
plus.
That wasn't the Parkey one, bro.
No, it wasn't the Parkey one. It was another one. I can't remember. I can't remember which one it was, but I think it might have been in the Super Bowl actually. I think it was because that's what we're talking about. But the other one was the Tom Brady first pass that he threw in a Super Bowl to be an interception.
Interception.
I remember that shit. I told everybody. I was like, hey man, I got some money right here. Brody was next to me and he was like, well, I hope. I hope you win, but you know, at the same time, it's like I can't. You know, this is my squad. Boom, interception right off the bat, $100 and some to start the Super Bowl. That's fun. You know, if you got an extra $20, $30,
it was,
Just don't fuck
it. It was a hell of an experience sitting next to somebody that made a prop bet that made that
pass.
Much money off the first pass on my favorite player ever. I was like, Jesus Christ, Tom Brady just did that, threw an interception. Did they end up winning the Super Bowl? I forgot.
I don't even remember who they.
He probably did. He's got fucking six rings, so.
It wasn't the Falcons one. It was the other one.
I know it wasn't the Falcons one. Trust me, I remember that clear as day. Everybody was trying to kill me.
Let's not get it twisted. Vinatieri won motherfucking two of those goddamn rings. Give it to that goddamn kicker.
Drill, yo. Somebody mute this man, cause I'm not gonna sit. I'm not gonna sit here and argue to him that Tom Brady put him in position to make those field goals.
Oh, that's great. So he put him into positions, but what happens if Vinatieri misses those field goals?
Vinatieri?
What happens at the end of the game? What happens?
We're talking about field goal kickers, bro. How happy would you have been if Parkey made that field goal?
Answer the question.
I mean, this is football, bro. We have kickers for a reason.
You lose.
We have kickers for a reason. Just as much as Cody Parkey fucked you up when he hit that post. Don't. We're gonna talk about it if you want to bring kickers up. Don't bring no quarterbacks up though. We could talk about this all night.
Doc, what's up, Doc?
Hey guys, let's just remember if ifs and buts were candy and nuts, we'd all have a merry fucking Christmas.
My boy. Six rings talk a lot.
Hey, let's go, man. Hey, Super Bowl should be a good one, though, regardless. You guys got anything for the people before we head out of here?
Hell yeah. Go Bucks. Go Brady, the GOAT. He's not going to lose. And if he loses, don't ever call me again.
Go ahead, y'all. Y'all got anything?
I got you, bro, man. It's motherfucking Drilly coming at you, bro. It's been a motherfucking pleasure this motherfucking season, bro. I can't wait to get back up with y'all and motherfucking talk about this motherfucking fantasy season coming up. We're going to have some shows coming up for you for the motherfucking Dynasty Drafts. We're working it. We're doing what we got to do, but it's been a fucking pleasure rocking with y'all and everything else like that, bro. Super Bowl, I do have the Bucks over the Chiefs. So, I mean, that's where I'm at. That's where Drill's at. So if you guys want to follow along and get on the bandwagon,
and hit him with that Reddit noise and shit.
They don't want to fuck with it. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, I'm a Bears fan first, but man, I love the fucking Raiders, man.
I love Chucky action.
He walks around with it.
If anybody knows me, they know Drilly is a motherfucking goddamn Raider fan. Like, it is what it is, bro.
You got a Raider tramp stamp.
I love that. I just love the fucking black and blue goddamn fucking nature of the deal. You know what I'm saying? And the Bears are a black and blue fucking team. And what I mean by that is when you play them, you know what I'm saying? Take a look at your skin at the end of the goddamn game. You're either black or you're fucking blue because you got bruises all over. And, bro, like, this, it is what it is. I'm all about that smash my football. That's it.
Doc got me rolling over here, Joe.
Me too, man.
Boys, the Super Bowl is such a bittersweet day for me. I love the Super Bowl. I'm a football fan, but it also marks the end of football. And so, ladies and gentlemen, here's to next season. Enjoy Sunday. Embrace it all. Get hammered. Hope for a good game and a Tom Brady loss.
Oh, man, you fucked me up, Doug. You fucked me up, Doug. Hey, I love you, man.
Expected not one boil.
I love you, Doug. I'm going to let smoking go, man. I'll talk to you on Super Bowl Sunday.
Nah, man. You guys enjoy it, man. Should be a good Super Bowl. Should be a good game. We appreciate you guys rocking with us this whole year. And, yeah, man, off season's coming up. We're going to have some free agency talk. We're going to have some, like Drill said, dynasty rankings and shit. We're going to talk about that, too, for the fantasy football heads. And we'll see what happens with these coaching changes. We see what happens with this Watson trade, you know, Matt Ryan, other players that might be getting traded and shit. So, yeah, man, it's going to be fun, man. Offseason should be interesting. Draft time's coming up soon. We'll see what happens, man. So, for Doc, Drill, Sweetness, it's your boy Smoking Jay. You got something, Sweetness?
Yeah, man, I think we all forgot the generalization of what we're based on. And it's literally, you know, fuck the Packers, dude. They just got rolled out. Man, fuck Green Bay and fuck the Packers. You know, they out the jam. Bear the fuck down. We don't fuck with Green Bay at all. Let's get that money.
Hell yeah, man. What's up, man? We'll catch you guys on the next one, man. Bear the fuck down. Peace out.
Deuces.